Welcome back to me podcast. Yeah, I don't have that much to say, and I figured today I'm just going to be talking about, well, spooky season. That was October. And now some people used it as the Christmas before the Christmas before the Christmas. God, Christmas has become a curse for everyone who likes Halloween. Welcome back to me podcast. So, October is over and it's officially November. Why don't I take a look back at October now? What happened in October? Well, firstly, I was pretty much just doing the thing I do normally. With some extra things out in here, but that requires me to get into a lot of personal details, and I will not get into those. My personal life is my personal life, and that is private, and I will not be sharing that to the internet. No thank you, good sir, I know what people there are. They'll try to relate to me and try to develop friendship with me, despite the fact that I probably don't trust them. It takes some time to gain my trust if I don't know you fully. You can probably gain in the length of a Discord VC chit-chat, but whatever. But yeah, so, anyway, so October for me was basic, to say the least. Did I do anything interesting? Not really. Did I celebrate Halloween? No, because God forbid I do that. I guess I did hang up some Halloween decorations in the form of a few hanging skeletons in my room, but that's more or less just decorations for my room because I don't know, I felt like it. Although, I will say, I do appreciate the silence I've had this month. A lot of months are usually in places like summer, August, or June, or basically spring and summer, are very active. Very active, and there are a lot of activities going around. This month, it's silent. I could just sit down and not have to worry about anything. Probably because there was some road work that was going around, but that they've moved on to a complete. But they're far done with the section around where I live. So I'm gonna give you more specific details for that because I know somebody will definitely pinpoint my home address and dox me. You never know with the internet. God forbid you guys are fucking weirdos. Yeah, October was fun. I basically just chilled. Let's talk about Halloween. The big thing. The spooky thing that has definitely jumped. And you guys have definitely watched some horror movies or played a horror game. What did I do? So in Toronto, there's an event called the Pumpkin Moon. On Halloween, I basically just did that. But, you know, I usually play on Dreamwood because it allows me to get to the fun faster. And that also allowed me to tamper with day and night. And what I did was I tampered with the day and night system. Then whenever the night was about to end and the Pokemon was about to be over, I just changed it. I just pulled time back a little and voila! And voila! And voila! I could keep fighting. I eventually reached the final wave. If you don't know what the final wave is, it's wave 20, funny enough. Just so you know, in case you're curious. And, well, let's just say I got a note real quick. I'm pretty sure by the end of it, I was just using the Zenith. Which I only usually use when I'm either tired or don't want to do anything. Yeah. So, let's talk about some of the things that happen here. So let's get one thing out of the way. I like Death Battle. It's a show I like. And on Halloween, their 13th episode drop of season, their 13th episode of season 9 drop. And it was Jason versus Michael. It was a special occasion, like the analysis was different instead of taking place in the usual scenario. It's these with Boomstick, Jocelyn Danger, Dummy, and Ringmaster on a camping trip, and Well, you probably know where this is going. This is a Halloween episode. Everyone but Wiz and Boo Thick disappeared. And yep, the food was great. I liked it. But it was a special occasion since there was two horror movie characters in the battle. And God knows, it opened the gateway for so much. So, yeah. Halloween is a special occasion for a lot of people, and I know that. I have respect for Halloween myself, except I really don't care, because it never really filled in much space in my life. I'm pretty sure I dressed up for Halloween once, and we went into a haunted house, and I got a living shit scared out of me. God, my childhood was kind of... God. Yeah, the more I think about my childhood, the more I realize I was actually traumatized as a child. Yeah, I prefer not to talk about my family being a slightly weird. Thank you. So let me get one thing straight. No, I'm not already celebrating Christmas. I know, usually by October, some people already get ready for Christmas. Especially here in Denmark. But I just don't do that. As a matter of fact, I prefer not to think about Christmas until after spooky season is over. To me, they've got a point. What about Thanksgiving? What about some of the other insert holiday for other people here? And I say, I don't celebrate that, so fuck you. Oh yeah, there's been an election in Denmark. My mom actually wanted to have me go vote, but I refused. I really don't give a flying fuck about who becomes the Prime Minister of Denmark. It'll only really concern me if, well, they have an issue with autism. In which case I'll start protesting. So yeah, Halloween is an interesting time of year, and I can find it fun. But for the most part, I think the best part about it is just the fact that so many people got a way to create creepy atmospheres. The time for horror is the time for the spooks, you know, the spooks. And really, and usually by this time of year, I also kind of think about the thought of what comes after death. Because it's because usually when I think about it, it's when I'm sleeping, and that usually always falls, and it usually causes my brain to have such a brick meltdown that it doesn't want to go to sleep, and just it scares the shit out of me. Okay, call me a pussy all you want, but I am terrified of the thought of nothing coming after death. After death, okay. But. Usually by this point, but luckily there's some evidence adding up to the afterlife and ghosts. Yeah. I don't personally believe in heaven or hell, I personally believe there's the afterlife. Which is essentially just you spending eternity before inevitably life starts over and you start fresh in your life again. Reliving it over and over, constantly choosing new options. Oh god, that weird feeling of inevitable death feeling is approaching. I need to think of something else now. Okay, fun talk about that, but my brain won't do it properly, so I'm just gonna talk about something else now. Thank you. So yeah, it's spooky season. I like it. It's a time where everyone brings out skeletons in the front lawn, and some people, and I'm pretty sure I saw a TikTok of some people using that as a chance to make Nazi jokes. Yeah, there's a TikTok where some people were driving by and they saw a bunch of skeletons outside. Hiling with a scientist, we're back. And over the TikTok was, well, the now infamous, oh, what I'm gonna crown as the now infamous Nazi song, even though it's probably just, well, Jimmy Snaps and Laughing. Thank you, Hitler, you ruined that song for me. Ultimately, I find the concept of Halloween to be interesting. Traditions are weird, everything's weird. That's just how it is. So yeah. So above all, that's it. Halloween is an interesting time, and I can ultimately say I like it. Hold on. So yeah. Here's to November. Stay safe, boys, because now we're in no-nut November. Will I partake in it? No. I have not taken up the vow. I really don't care. I really don't care, and besides, I have my arsons. Besides, I have my crosshairs on someone. Hopefully, if I ask around, I'll finally have someone. Probably not gonna happen, knowing me. I'm like, I'll probably stay like this forever. Hashtag forever alone. Oh man. It's totally me to start making jokes about my eternal singleness, because I'll just ultimately end up killing my mood and chance of getting a girlfriend in the end. Well, Charlie now. So yeah. Yeah, this is ultimately interesting, and I think it's fun to talk about simple things in simple ways. That's what I'll be focusing on with my podcast. That's a little change up of pace. I just talk about simplicity, and if I don't have anything to talk about, I'll talk about something interesting. I'll talk about an interesting subject, like religion. Or something else. Trust me, I plan to have a subject for each month. That's it. Thank you all so much for listening to me for a little, I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but thank you for listening. I really hope it was worth your time. If it wasn't, then feel free to go, listen to Markiplier's podcast. It'll start on all the fans. That's it, I can now say ciao. So, let down. Nerds.